You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Jeannie Sue on the Brunt Zone, and I will be chatting to Ryan Monplay from Sales Hire. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome to Zone Radio.
Good morning, Sue. Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, tell us about yourself. Now, I know you come from Sales Hire, and I think it's very important because, I mean, builders need you. Builders need you because you had the materials and the equipment they are needing. So tell us about yourself first, and then we'll get into what kind of material or building equipment should be used, where and how.
No worries. My name's Ryan Monplay. I started out at Sales Hire as a rep. Formerly from Johannesburg, where I worked for a safety supplies company called Phoenix. We supply to mines, basically PPE. So I am familiar with the safety aspect of this equipment, and I fit in well at Sales Hire when I did start here. So it's a new industry for me, but I started as a sales rep, and I'm now managing the store. So I'm in the valley for about a year and a half now.
Well, and I think it's important, like you said, you know more about safety as well, which is important because the materials and machines
go
hand in hand.
Yes. No, for sure. So, with our equipment, we have breakers, we have power tools of all kinds. With that, we do want people to take care as well. So we do supply things like goggles, gloves, and ear protection as well, because most of the machinery is rather loud. Yeah.
And especially with the weather that we've had, especially with storm, you must be quite busy with hiring out your equipment.
Yes. So with the rains, lots of roofs got damaged.
Yes.
So we have people coming looking for ladders. They're looking for pumps.
Right.
People have been flooded out. There's even been walls blown down. So shovels, wheelbarrows, all your usual equipment that you'd need to clear out rubble.
Yes.
And to gain access. Scaffolding has been moving quite a lot.
With scaffolding, do you not need a certificate for that, for scaffolding? Do you provide all that, or do you come and set it up for the builders?
Okay, so we have things called quick lock frames. So these are basically like a simple scaffolding structure.
Okay.
So it's basically two frames at the bottom, two on top of that, and you lock it in with boards. So it's basically just an easy setup platform system. So if you need to gain access or to paint a ceiling, so it's not as technical as the other scaffolding.
Yes.
But we basically only supply the materials. You would need to get your own safety certificate.
Yes. Is that required for scaffolding?
Yes.
It is required.
It is required. So that normally on the site where you're using your ledgers and standards and base checks and things, that you would need to get your own clearance certificate and have someone come and check it out and someone qualified to build it. We, however, only supply, so we do deliver. We deliver all over in the valley, all the way out to Cape Point even. But you would need to get your own safety certificate.
Right. So you mentioned ladders. So let's talk, because that is very important. I mean, you've got to have a ladder that works. I mean, you need your safety equipment for ladders as well.
Yeah.
So what size ladders have you got? Have you got from the bottom range to
–
well, I shouldn't say bottom range. Mm. It should be you've got your levels of ladder.
Yeah, so we have extension ladders, which are really popular, because if you need – a 3 meter here and a 6 meter there, you've got them both in one. So we have a 3 to 6, we have a 4 to 8, and we have a 6 to 12 meter extension. extension ladder, which locks in at different heights.
Yes.
And those are really popular because of it's stable. So the A-frame ladders, your normal step ladders, are not always useful in all applications. But so we've got various heights in our ladders. And the extension ones are really popular. We've got quite a few of them. And yeah, that's for accessing roofs. Yes. And heights up to 12 meters.
To 12 meters?
Yeah,
wow, that's really high. That takes you pretty high. Yeah. So for all of this now, for safety, now I know you've been in the safety field as well.
Yes.
Now for a ladder, it's not just the fact of a ladder. What is one required to wear when you're on the ladder, and how does you, I mean, when the wind is blowing, I know they don't suggest that you go up on a ladder, but some do because you have no choice. Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest used there?
We have safety harnesses in store as well. So these are your shock absorber safety harnesses. So once you've climbed up, if you have somewhere, it's like a carabiner that you can lock in somewhere. So if you wear your safety harness and you've climbed up to your desired height, you lock yourself in, and should you fall, this thing will catch you.
Then
and
you just hang.
Yeah, you'll hang, and then someone can come and rescue you
I was sitting in the car once watching a team trying to put on these safety harnesses. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. I think I was laughing so much, but at the end of the day, I realized it's not actually easy to put this harness on.
it can be quite tricky, especially if they tangle beforehand. So you have to know exactly where what is and where the arms go in. But, I mean, we can always give you a tutorial. We actually do that on all our tools.
I was going to ask you, so you, when they come and purchase, because I'm sure you have some stories to tell us, you know, do you know how this works? Yes. Yeah. And then
they don't. And then they don't. And it's normally the guys who you think know how, the professional guys.
Yes.
They'll come and say, no, I've been using this machine for years. And then they don't have a clue how to get it started or how to use it. So we always have to ask our clients, what are you using it for? Which application? Are you taking off tiles? Are you breaking cement? Are you taking down a wall so that we can give them the best tool for the job?
Yes.
To make it easy on them as well. There are some guys who, but we, by default, we just give you a tutorial anyway.
Yes.
Just so that we're in the clear as well. You can't,
They can't come back to you.
To say, you know what, but you didn't show me. Yes. You know?
So when you do delivery,
yes,
then you actually give them, the lesson.
Yes.
On delivery.
We test our machines before they go out, and then when we get to site, we test it in front of the customer as well. That's just to show, you know what, the machine is working. However, I know how it goes on certain sites. You know, you want to get the job done, you're in a rush.
Yes.
Certain guys, they don't follow procedure when it comes to switching off the machine. So we'll say, when you switch the machine off, you have to close the taps. Things like that. So sometimes you get a bit of issues where that's concerned, but now the guys don't close the taps and they'll say, oh, but now your machine's not starting again.
Yes.
And it's like, look, but we said you need to close the taps.
Yes.
So there's a bit of, and then they'll say, no, but it's your machine. And, you know, there's a bit of a back and forth there, but we do service our machines regularly. We make sure they're always in tip-top form. They get cleaned when they come back.
Those are very important. You know, it's very important to do that, you know, make sure that it's working. Because, I mean, if you are hiring it out and it's not working and, they, you know, builders are on site, they haven't got time for the equipment not to work.
Exactly.
You know, because that takes up time. And I don't know how it works. They phone you, then you swap it out immediately.
We basically have to then sometimes drop what we're doing and run back and get it swapped out. But most times it is, look, it is hard wearing machine. So there is some wear and tear in there. But majority of the time it is user where they didn't close it properly, or let's say the electrical cable was run over by something and now there's no power.
Because that can happen.
Yeah. Yes. So, but We do DIY tools as well.
Well, that's what I was going to come to that question for the DIY. So now we've got our DIY, and they're not builders, and they come to you and say, "I need this and this and this for whatever job at home."
Yes.
So do you then? I mean, you still deliver to the home, and then you show them how it works.
We deliver to your home. If you're not familiar with the tool, we will give you a on-site tutorial.
Could you give us some, you know, the DIY tool that you do have? Can you make mention?
Yes, sure. So, you know, nowadays everybody goes onto YouTube. You want to save a bit of money.
Yes.
You see, okay, how do I get this thing sanded down? Or my door doesn't fit now. So we do planers. We do belt sanders. Oh. We do drills of different sizes. All the basic DIY tools. We've got sander polishers. So if you have a old piece of furniture that you want to get upholstered and do it yourself, slap some sandpaper on there, get the old surface off, and you can do that yourself. I mean,
So it's not just heavy-duty material, so it's for our DIY. Yes. I hope all our listeners are listening, because you can make your way to Sales Hub. Because to purchase all of these, especially if you're just going to use a once-off,
yes,
it'd be quite costly.
No, so that, and then also we have a 25% off all our equipment currently.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you are going to be saving. And if you are in the valley, delivery is not that much because it's really close by.
Yes.
So with a 25% off, I mean, it's going to save you so much more money than actually going to buy the machine.
Yes.
With its extras, and then you're not going to maybe use it after that again.
All right.
It's going to sit in your garage.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for hiring out, is it do you have to get it back the next day, or do you hire out for 3, 4, or 7 days? Do you have that?
Yes. So, well, depending on how long you need it. So on your first hire, once you've signed up with us, you would need to do a deposit. And let's say you're taking it over 2 days, so that would be 48 hours. So if you took it from 10 o'clock today, you bring it back 10 o'clock the day after next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but for 1 day, it's a 24-hour hire. Normally, you hire it the day before and you have it back by the morning. Because,
yes, that's right. Because what time do you close? I mean, you open at 8, obviously.
We open at 7:30, actually.
You do?
Yeah, 7:30, we're on the go already.
So that's awesome for the builders because they need to get on the road.
Yes.
So, well done.
And we close at 5.
All right. So, and afternoon. Also now builders need to get back, so that's why you say the next morning.
Yes. So most times guys can't make it in the afternoons with traffic. So by 5, if they let us know, you know, they say, "Listen, I'm caught up in traffic. It's all good. We'll see you in the morning."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And do you do on-site visits to see how the machine, the equipment's going? Do you do site visits?
I do. So I jump in my car and I go around to new sites, especially. So if I do see there's a new site, and there's quite a few popping up in the area.
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you.
So I'll go around to the guys and I'll introduce myself and I'll see if all the equipment or if they need any other equipment. Because sometimes we don't have all the stuff at this branch, but we do have branches close by. We've got Cape Town, we've got Hout Bay, we've got Southfield, we've got Claremont.
Wow.
So if we need something from one of them, I'll get my drivers to pick up from them and deliver it to site.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's always options.
I don't think many of us knew that there was a sales hire in the valley. You know?
Yes, so that's a problem I discovered when I started here. I'd go to a site and the guys don't even know we're here.
Yeah.
So they'll be hiring from over the mountain and paying an arm and a leg for delivery. And we have a 25% special here.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yeah,
the guys realize afterwards, hey, but I could be saving time and money. You guys are right here. So, yes, a lot of people was not aware that we are in the valley.
Yeah, and now we all know that you're in the valley.
Yes,
hopefully. Do you also hire toilets? Do you do hire toilets?
Okay, so our toilet yard is not from here. So our toilet yard is out in Paro Industrial Stickland side. Okay, but if you do need a toilet in the area, you can pop around to our store in Lekkerwater Road, Pine Tree Business Park. You can pop around there and we can fill out the paperwork for you, take the payment and organize the delivery to your site in the valley.
Yeah, because that would have to be on site for as long as you're building.
Yes.
You're building. So now if there's lots of potholes, And I mean, you want to fill up a pothole, what material machine do you use for that? Do you sell that?
We actually use a plate compactor first there, if it's a big enough bottle, you know, to compact the ground underneath, and then you put your asphalt in. We have a hand compactor as well, so for the little bottles.
Yes.
The hand compactor works quite well because it's just concentrated to one small area. So you're not going to need a rammer compactor or a plate compactor. You can just use the hand compactor and get it all.
So what are the difference? So you got the hand compactor, and what's a ram?
A rammer compactor is that the machine that jumps. Yeah, that's a rammer compactor. Okay. So that they use for foundations when they're building new buildings, new houses, to get the ground nice and compact so that the house doesn't settle too much once it's built.
That's for land foundation.
That's mostly used for that and for trenches and things. And then we've got the plate compactor. The flat plate compactor, normally they use that for paving areas.
Yes.
And then we've got the brick roller as well that goes over once the bricks are laid down.
Now, is that that rolling? Is that that machine that rolls? Is it with the big?
Oh, no, is actually called a BOMAG. It is a hydro roller. So that one is also a compactor for a bigger area.
Yes.
So
and do you hire that as well?
We do. We have the hydro rollers as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then cement mixers. You know, I'm always, when I ride past and I see them, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, it goes around and around, and then you see it's like got a funnel, and then the cement goes through. And then it's kind of ours lands.
Is slightly different. We have a large concrete mixer. So this takes about 3 to 4 wheelbarrows of concrete at a time. We deliver to you on site, and it's a simple machine. You basically throw your mix in and you let it run, and it mixes, and it's got a lock. So you unlock it, and then you can pour it out into your wheelbarrow.
So you can tip it.
You can tip it. Okay. So it's got it's on a little axis there where you can tip it out. So, and then we also have electric mixers, which is a tiny one. It's about one wheelbarrow. So if you're doing a little project on your own, this is also DIY. This one plugs in. The large one runs on petrol. The electric one is a little small mixer.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you're doing a little project or a flower box or something.
Oh, that's interesting, the flower box.
Yeah.
All right, so that's electrical. It's like a portable one.
Yeah, it's much more portable than the larger ones, yeah.
Yes. So, you see, you've got a variation here. What else have you got?
We have various types of pumps. With all this rain recently, people have been flooding. Their pools have been overflowing. Our pumps have been flying out of the door. So we've got little pumps from 1 inch all the way up to sludge pumps, which can drain a pond in
How does it work?
Basically, some of them are petrol run.
Yes.
The one is 2-stroke. You know, like your scrambler motors.
Yes.
Yeah. So, or chainsaw motor, basically. It's basically an inlet and an outlet with a little pump, and you start it up, and it sucks out and pumps out to where you want the water to go. People use it for their JoJo tanks as well. If they need to drain their JoJo tanks, get them cleaned out.
Yes.
Yeah. So, various applications on those pumps. And then what else do we have? We've got generators as well.
I was going to mention generators because that gets used a lot in building sites, doesn't it?
Correct. Especially new sites where there's no power yet. So we've got 6 kVA automatic voltage regulator, which means you could plug a computer into there, you could plug a radio into there, a kettle. And then we've got your 4 kVA, which is not regulated, but you can run your power tools off there. You can run lights off there, things like that, yeah.
And it's easy accessible when you have to, you know, travel to building sites.
Yes.
So
yes.
You deliver all of these. Because I know some, mm-hmm. some builders come with their buckets and then it gets loaded on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if something goes wrong and a client is stuck, so they just give you a call and off you go.
Yeah, that's it. If we have a vehicle available, we send them out. We do have a guy in store that can operate on these machines on site as well. So you'll take some parts with him if need be.
Do you hire your staff out as well?
We try and hire as much as we can, but not the staff.
Because then you've got a Mr. Fix-It that can be on site if something gets broken. They can work on it.
Yeah. So no, we don't unfortunately hire the staff, but he's there to take care of our equipment and to make sure that the customer's happy. Because it's all about time in this game. Time is money, and we want you to get your job done as quickly and as affordably as possible.
Yes. And then very important, do you offer a 30-day, 60-day accounts, or
we
is it cash?
We do. So there is a process. If you have a company, you can come into store and speak to me. We can get that paperwork filled out for you. It is basically your registration papers and things like that, and your history of other accounts. And we can get that 30-day opened up for you. It normally takes about a day or two once we have all the paperwork. But, yeah, some guys prefer it that way and doing one payment at the end of the month. We can do that.
Yes. Yeah. And so you've got card and cash facility as well.
We do. We've also got a mobile card machine for payments on-site as well.
On-site as well?
Yeah.
All right, so when you drop and deliver and pick up that,
So it makes it easier for the client. You don't have to come all the way in now or dig around for EFT details. Yeah. You know, you can just tap your card and there you go.
So, Ryan, before we go, DIY tools. Yes. We've mentioned some. Is there any more that you can mention? Because I was very impressed now with this.
So with
flower pot.
DIY tools, we've got grinders, we've got little chippers, which the average person can use as well. So if you want to do your own tiling job.
What is a little chipper used for?
So basically it's a little jackhammer.
Okay.
But it's a more portable, it's almost the size of a bigger drill.
Yes.
But you can use it on your wall to take off your old tiles and the grout. It's not too heavy.
Yes.
And you can basically DIY your own little tile. I see a lot of people are doing that now.
Yes, a lot of females are doing that.
Yes.
I'm quite impressed with the females in our valley, the ladies.
Yes, lots of them coming in, opening up cash accounts.
We've
also got tile cutters.
Okay.
So the tutorials are all on YouTube. I mean, you can save yourself so much money. Instead of hiring a contractor that's going to charge you thousands, you come, you get your tools, you get your tutorial playing in the background. I mean, you do it yourself.
Off you go.
And I think you'll take more pride in your home to say, I did that. Yeah.
We've got a lady in the studio that does a lot of, and I'm very impressed. I'm very proud of her, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, from the sanding down to painting to everything. So
it's very impressive. And I mean, you feel more so proud of it once it's done and it looks good, you know, because you did it.
Yes. So, Ryan, before we go, you are situated in Lekkerwater Road, is that
right? We are in Lekkerwater Road, just past the garage on the left-hand side, Pine Tree Business Park. We are in the corner. You can't miss us. We have huge signage there. And if you need anything from a toilet to a hammer to a drill to a jackhammer, we are available. We open from Monday to Saturday. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:00, on a Saturday, 8 till 12:00.
Okay.
So, we are always happy to help, and if you need delivery, you can let us know. We deliver all over the valley.
All right. And the name of the company is Sales
Hire. That's Sales Hire, yes.
And, Ryan, do you want to give out your number? And I know that you've got Sales House got a number.
Yes.
So if you want to give it out first in case.
Sure. So our number is 079-508-5551. That is for the in-store phone. And my number is 081-731-6308.
Thank you. So, Ryan, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us. It's very, very interesting. And you're just down the road as well. So to all our listeners, see, it's not just for builders. It's for, you know, look at the ladies, and it's for DIY, small jobs, big jobs. Contact Ryan from Sales Hire. Ryan, have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.